New York is only giant and crowded until you go through a gay breakup. I scrolled through my oat milk map, trying to find a cafe where I wouldn't risk running into Jane or anyone who would possibly ask me about her. Suddenly, all my queer leftist chill spots were out. Where was a lactose-intolerant, coffee-hating heterophobe like me supposed to go for a morning pickup? Everyone on the street had Jane's bisexual bob, jean jacket, and combat boots. Since when did everyone agree to dress in the Williamsburg uniform? Did I miss a memo? Anytime I passed one of these gay hipster Jane clones, my stomach began to cramp. Next time someone tries to date me, I should just tell them, I have IBS and I can't tolerate the butterflies. Next. I passed a mural that read, Nothing's better than love. I can think of a million things better than love. A good meal, cheap weed, the end of capitalism. Love is a neurochemical joke. I ended up getting my chai at a cafe on the way to meet the pals for a free yoga class on St. Mark's. Free yoga meant the room was going to be absolutely packed. I knew I'd have to borrow a sticky mat imbued with the sweat of hundreds of strangers, which was a strangely comforting thought. Finally, a form of bodily intimacy that did not require talking. God, I did need to go back to therapy. Our instructor asked us all to sit and make intentions for the practice.
Work on my booty and find inner peace.
Let your intention float at the front of your mind. Sit in silence with it.
Did she just tell me to shut up?
Let all your reactions float away and sit in silence.
I think she did.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Please feel the calming, silent energy.
If they're gonna shush us, they should just do it instead of being passive-aggressive about it.
Step or hop to the front of your mat, reach up to the sky, swoop to the ground, step back into downward dog.
Yes, bitch. Booties to the sky.
Oh my god.
Now bring your knees down into tabletop position. We'll be going into cat-cow.
Speaking of this position, I'm seeing Dean later.
Better stretch, bitch.
You know it. Ugh, he's so manly. He's got such good fingers.
Focus.
I am.
Not in fingers.
We'll meet in child's pose. This isn't the time.
Sorry, babe.
Are you supposed to call the yoga instructor babe?
Now rise up into warrior one, sun salutation.
We salute these glutes. Did you know that if you stretch every day, your ass will get fatter?
You've said that before.
A few times.
Bitch, if you don't shut up right now, we're gonna have to start paying for yoga.
It's true.
Later, at home with Alana, I took a deep breath. Here goes, I thought, as I took out my insurance card and opened my laptop. My employee plan covered 3 free visits to therapists, and the rest would be on me.
Go to Psychology Today. They always have lists of therapists.
All these guys are white men. I'm not trying to have another white dude tell me what to do. I've got my dad for that.
Daddy.
No.
I think you can filter by gender.
Ugh, these all have a $60 copay.
Ouch. That's how much I paid for these nails last week, and I'm already disappointed. Maybe a community clinic would be cheaper?
Yeah, let's see. Ugh, this one says I have to call to make an appointment. You can't tell someone with anxiety that they have to use the phone.
Don't you make phone call appointments all the time for work?
But that's different. I can do it for someone else.
Okay, so here's what you do. Just pretend you're calling for me then. Be my case manager.
Fine.
Para continuar en español, oprima una. To continue in English, press 2. For clinic address and hours, press 1. To make an appointment, press 2. To cancel an to make an appointment, please state your first and last name, followed by the pound key.
Abby Feld.
This name is not recognized. To return to the main menu, press 1.
Bitch, I wasn't finished.
To return to the main menu, press 1.
Here, let me try. Abby.
This name is not recognized. To return to the main menu, press 1.
Let me talk to a human being.
I'm sorry, but no human being is available to take your call. I am all you get, I'm afraid. To return to the main menu, press 1.
Jesus Christ, I need therapy to deal with the trauma of this phone call.
I'm just gonna search Queer Depression Therapy NYC.
Queer Depression NYC could be my Tinder bio.
Here, a sliding scale clinic that has sexuality listed as a specialty. And they have an online form.
Okay, I can work with that.
And, wait, there is a 6-month long wait list.
God damn it. Later. Byron was feeling anxious about how time was feeling with Harry. Sometimes it seemed like 2 weeks would go by and they would see Harry once, and sometimes it seemed like all they did was see each other. Frankly, we had seen them vacillate emotionally from one end of the spectrum to the other. I tried to tell Byron that they could see other people, but of course they love to feel deeply, and put all their eggs in one basket, despite them trying to keep vegan. Byron tried to have a talk about it with Harry while they were at a coffee shop in Red Hook. Byron had ordered their new favorite, just 3 shots of espresso, and Harry, a normal person, was drinking coffee and eating a bagel.
I feel like I don't see you anymore.
I've been really busy with work.
I know, I like you. I like seeing you. I know you're busy, but I want to see you more.
Harry kissed Byron gently. Suddenly, Byron's straight friend Alice walked in.
Byron!
Alice?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I just went on an LSD binge last night. Guess who I saw?
Who?
Alex. It was wild. He was asking about you.
Byron looked directly at Harry, who was sipping silently.
Oh.
It was crazy. I was gonna text you about it. I can't believe he dared to come back to town.
Well, this is Harry.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Byron suddenly felt like their life was frivolous, stupid, and catty.
Well, I should get to work soon.
Harry.
It's fine.
You don't seem fine.
Oops. Y'all seem really busy with this, and I'm really sorry for ducking and dipping, but I have to get to a Maggie Nelson talk, and...
Alice left, as usual, dropping a bomb and wreaking havoc. I met her once, and she had called Byron a few slurs despite not being queer herself. None of us really liked her.
Harry.
I trust you. Do you trust you?
Byron was stunned. What a call out.
Yeah, of course.
Good.
None of us were used to that kind of trust. Trust in Brooklyn, trust in Manhattan. Mars and Maya were at some hot club on the Lower East Side, getting dirty again. It was different from the art openings and cat cafes. Thorne would have taken here too. Hi, Keith. Mars was trying not to think about the fact that Z hadn't heard from Thorne in a week. Well, 6 days and 10 hours. Not that Z was counting.
Shit, it's so packed in here tonight. This TJ is hot. They've been getting so much love on Instagram lately. I remember going to see them when they were just starting out. Good for them.
I haven't heard of them before, but yeah, they seem cool.
Let's get drinks and sit down? What do you want, babe? It's on me.
I don't know. Whatever you're having. Surprise me.
A sweaty club was not the place that Mars felt like Z could be right now, but Z was willing to try. Maya came back with 2 tequila sunrises, a bold choice.
How are you doing? How's Thorne? What a babe. God, you are so lucky. TBH, I wouldn't be mad if I saw more of him around.
Well, you won't be. We broke up recently.
Aw, couldn't face the competition, could he? So does that make me your rebound?
I don't know.
Maya's boldness was irresistible to Mars under usual circumstances, but tonight it was kind of brash. Maya must have realized that she went too far, because she quickly added,
No. Listen, I'm sorry though, hon, for real. I know you two were together for a while, and this must be really hard on you. Like, sometimes a breakup can feel like the floor is caving in underneath you. We get so used to coexisting with another person that when it ends, it's like we don't even know how to exist as individuals anymore.
And there it was, the tenderness and understanding that Mars needed. What Z had looked to Thorne for and not received, and wasn't sure that Maya was capable of giving until now.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like.
You know, I'm here for you if you ever want to talk. I get how rough these things can be.
Mars didn't think the club was the right time or place to get into it, and Mars still wasn't sure Z wanted to let Maya in like that. Z was a Capricorn, after all, and needed some time to process internally. Still, Z appreciated the effort that Maya was making, and appreciated her dance moves even more. Dean called the freight elevator to his loft. Alana was impressed. When they got to his floor, the elevator opened up to a large foyer with 2 motorbikes adjacent to a floor-to-ceiling window. Dean inserted his keys into the ignition of the larger bike.
She's sexy, right?
I am a little intimidated by her beauty. Psych, I want to ride her.
Hop on, it's a beautiful day, let's go for a ride.
We've been making a lot of physical contact today, between that Afrobeat dance class and me having to wrap myself around you on your bike.
Okay, is that a problem?
No, I just want to say thank you. You've made me feel happy, for once in my life.
That's kind of sad.
Fucking asshole.
You are what you eat.
Oh god, where are we gonna go?
If you're hungry, I'll take you to my favorite diner.
Say less.
Hop on and hold on tight.
What's so funny?
Your hands are so tiny.
Well, they do tend to make men feel big.
I already feel big.
And I hope you aren't just talking about your stature.
You're bad. Are you ready to ride?
Yeah, let's go.
When they got to the diner, Alana looked around at the greasy spoon she found herself in.
What are you in the mood for?
I think something light and clean.
Babe, we're at a diner.
Well, you're right. I'm gonna have one of those breakfast slams.
You went from 0 to 100 real quick.
I always do. So, what are you gonna have?
I think I'll do the same as you with some French toast instead of pancakes.
Yum. So, what have you got planned for the week?
I'm just working. I've got nothing planned as of yet.
Would you like to come with me to a concert?
Who is it?
I don't know. We can find one online. What kind of music do you listen to?
I listen to everything, but my favorite genres of music are the ones with good rhythm for hip swing.
Are you telling me that you want to sway your hips with me?
Among other things.
I don't know what's more enticing, the smell of bacon frying or that look in your eyes?
What look?
Do you think that you're the only one that can play dumb?
Babe, obviously not.
I just want to be clear, Dean. I don't play games, especially not with a potential lover.
Am I still only a potential one?
Not for long, maybe.
You're so pretty and poised.
Thanks, hon. I love alliteration.
I really mean it. I hope you never doubt your worth.
Don't forget that everyone comes with baggage.
We've already come to an understanding regarding your status. You should stop seeing yourself as tainted.
Okay, wow. Real talk.
Look at that body. Look at those eyes. Every time your hair falls away from your neck, it seems as though someone is revealing a marble statue. Your hair is the curtain.
That's beautiful.
As are you.
At home in bed, I got a text from Byron.
Brunch anyone?
Can't. Kind of tangled up with Dean, if you know what I mean. Winky face, dancer in the red dress emoji.
I'm so hungover. Do we have orange juice?
Crying emoji. Juice emoji. Yes.
Bring to me, please. Kiss emoji.
Wow. Eye roll emoji. Just so everyone knows, I brought the juice to Mars from the kitchen, .. 3 feet away, .. Tea emoji.
Dang, Mars. Making them work for you.
What's going on?
You are my savior. Raised hands emoji. I wouldn't be mad if you brought me a bacon, egg, and cheese on your way home, too.
That's not vegan. Wait, is no one else doing the vegan thing anymore?
Yikes emoji. You know, the one with the clenched teeth.
We all ignored Byron's question. It had taken all my social effort even to contribute one text. I was feeling dreamy, like I couldn't get out of my head at all. I wasn't sure if anyone else was feeling the same, but it was clear that nobody was meeting for brunch today. Over in Prospect Lefferts, Alana was getting prepared for a night out. She spent 3 hours on moisturizing, eyebrow plucking, makeup application, leg shaving, armpit shaving, facial shaving, and exfoliating. When it came down to getting dressed, she picked out some high-waisted blue jeans. As she slipped her legs into the jeans and pulled them up, it occurred to her that she still had a penis. She felt defeated, reminded that all humans care about is genitalia. Or at least most strangers did. She tried tucking and things just wouldn't stay in place. What was a trans girl to do? She cried and thought eagerly about her coming orchiectomy. She still hadn't told anyone, and she thought she was going to keep it that way. Emotionally wounded, the lioness curled up in her bed and just watched cooking videos online until she knocked out. Byron sauntered into therapy as the rain picked up. They tried to protect their Diaries of Keith Haring book since it was really coming down. Byron waited for their name to be called and then walked in.
Well, Alex is back in town.
And, how do you feel about that?
Not well, bitch. Sorry, I just... It's so infuriating.
Why infuriating?
Right when things are going well with Harry and we're being communicative, Alex just happens to be back in town? Bullshit.
Why do you think it's so triggering for you?
Well, I think that it feels like everything can be going fine and then something bad can happen.
Is that a pattern?
Of course it's a pattern. I just... don't feel safe a lot of the time. I just feel like I'm just reliving trauma or a fear of something bad happening, or It's why I hate apocalypse memes and tweets or all this end-of-the-world bullshit. And besides, so many indigenous people and people of color are doing actual work for the environment. And do we listen to those people? No, everyone just gets all cynical. And I don't...
it comes up a lot.
Yeah. I'm just tired of thinking something bad is going to happen.
What do you think is going to happen, exactly?
What if Harry breaks up with me?
And?
What if Alex tries something?
I'm hearing anger.
Yeah, I'm angry. I'm tired of feeling unsafe as a queer person and transferring it into a fear of everything, a failing of the world ending, a feeling like, what if I'm a bad person? What if other people are bad to me? What if I end up alone?
And what's being alone like?
Byron had to think.
I think it feels like... I don't know. Different. But... I think it feels like love can fix things. Like love can make the hard stuff in the past and all that go away. Or at least, like, make having gone through all of that worth it.
Byron, that feels like a lot of pressure to put on yourself and someone else.
Byron went home that night, drinking a seltzer and walking through Carroll Gardens, not even looking at their phone, just listening to viola concertos. They were trying to be okay with being alone. That same evening, only a few nights after their last date, Mars and Maya were enjoying another night of dancing and too much tequila. Way too much. They stumbled into Maya's apartment, giggling. Mars clumsily tried to sit down and landed on the floor, missing the couch entirely.
Oh my god.
Okay, here, drink water. Do you think you can eat some toast? Okay, wait, never mind. This bread is hella stale.
I'm sorry, I'm such a mess.
Babe, don't be sorry. You're having a rough time, I get it. I'm here for you, love, and I'll take care of you tonight.
You'll take care of me, huh?
Okay, not like that, babe. I think you're a little too drunk.
No, I'm not.
No, it's okay. Let's just hang.
Oh, you're so great. Thank you for being so sweet.
Mars fell to herself getting weepy and tried to stop the tears. Zee wanted Thorn to be nurturing. Zee wanted Thorn to be here just as much as he wanted Maya to be here. Zee even wanted them together, if Zee was being honest. Maybe that was the tequila talking.
Oh, fuck. I'm crying. God. I'm sorry. I was really trying to play it cool.
Listen, no more apologizing. No more playing it cool, okay?
I just wanted you to like me. I miss feeling liked. But, okay. You're right. I know. Thank you.
Talk to me. You can't keep it all bottled up inside. You gotta let it out.
And Mars finally did it. Finally let Maya into here's post-breakup misery. And Maya listened and took off Mars's socks for here. While Mars and Maya were having a heart-to-heart, I was across town at the 24-hour grocery. I realized I had not eaten at home nor stocked the refrigerator since things ended with Jane. I walked the aisles, stocking up on my I-don't-want-to-think-about-having-a-body basics. Rice Krispies, almonds, vegan mac and cheese, and watermelon. The cashier, a pimply teen, looked judgy as they eyed my basket.
It's not authorized.
What?
Try it again. Yeah, nope, not authorized. Sorry.
I felt a cold panic. The whole basket barely cost over $20. I left the cashier with my depression foods and pulled up my banking app. How could I be out of money? The app's graph showed a spike in spending. Apparently over the last week, I'd spent $200 more than usual. I remembered the drinks, weed, pinball, art supplies, books, food, and weird t-shirts I bought off the internet. I cursed myself internally for not getting one, but two shirts from Instagram memesters. Did I really need a shirt with a swole Sonic the Hedgehog? Obviously not. And did I really have to get the new Toni Morrison book in hardcover the day it came out? Well, actually, yes. But also, I shouldn't have. And I really hadn't needed to get vegan pizza and ice cream for dinner every single day this week. My hands shook as I texted my best friend in Boston. Hey, any chance you'd be able to spot me a bus ticket? I'm broke and crying and very over New York right now. She texted back immediately.
Sure, when's the soonest you want to come?
That was the thing. I could be heartbroken and broke, but I still had people who would love me and feed me and take me to free yoga and try to help me get a therapist and buy me a bus ticket. They would text me and invite me to things even after I blew them off. And at least I'd already paid rent this month and only had to wait another week until payday. It would suck, and I would probably end up stealing from the hot bar at Whole Foods again, but I could survive it. Worst comes to worst, I could always make a phone call back home and do the shameful 20-something ritual of asking my parents for money. They'd be annoyed and worried, but they would send it. Not everyone has that set up. It was so easy to feel completely alone when I was cramping and sad and scared, but that's not the truth. I just had to find a better way to cope.
I'm not on anyone's mind at the moment. I'm so free. I'm so alone.
The Non-Binary Carrie Bradshaw, Episode 7, Coping. Starring Anna Feldman as Alf, Grace Joshua Byron as Byron, Murr Crow as Mars, Alana Ruiz as Alana, Jovo Jackson as Dean, Sam Campbell as Maya, Taylor Beals as Harry, Miles Webb as the yoga instructor, Adam Cecil as Byron's therapist, Ash Turner as Alice, Dylan Marin as the cashier, and Hannah Israel as Alf's friend. The Non-Binary Carrie Bradshaw was created and written by Anna Feldman, Grace Joshua Byron, Murr Crow, and Alana Ruiz, directed by Grace Joshua Byron, produced by Grace Joshua Byron and Adam Cecil, editing and sound design by Adam Cecil, logo by Emily Tatt. Featuring Quarter Life Crisis by Johnny Darlin. Listen to more at johnnydarlin.bandcamp.com or search for Johnny Darlin on Spotify and Apple Music. Find out more about the show at nonbinarycarriebradshaw.com. If you like the show, please tell your friends and other podcast-loving folks.
And I pray for heaven's help. And I pray for heaven's help. For heaven's sake, come.
Brunch emoji.
There's not a brunch emoji.
That'd be funny though.
So what does it mean to be a millennial? All my thoughts manifest themselves as emojis.
Truly.
If you like the Non-Binary Carrie Bradshaw, please share it with your friends, IRL or on social media. This show was a labor of love, and we really appreciate your support. Thank you.